T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So the Giants, what they did, what the coach just told you, is that Geno Smith gives his team the best chance to win as they head to Oakland this week at 2-9. In what has been an awful season in any way you count it, and that goes for everybody, especially the head coach, and including the quarterback, who has not operated to his fullest extent by any stretch against what has been an awful set of players around him. But this is a quarterback who has thrown for 50,000 yards, has won 110 regular season games, has thrown 334 touchdown passes with 220 interceptions, being replaced by a quarterback who's 12-18 as a starter and has thrown 36 interceptions in 30 games, thrown 28 touchdowns, 36 intercepts. For a quarterback who's 8-4 in the postseason, Eli Manning, and has won 2 Super Bowls against the New England Patriots and been crowned the Super Bowl MVP in both those games, he is being replaced by a career journeyman who is 12-18 as a starter and has thrown 36 interceptions in the games he's played. 28 touchdowns, 36 interceptions. The numbers by themselves are scary. Here's what the Giants should do. Since he's like, it's a problem and he's worthless, release him today. See if anybody picks him up. Release him. Cut him. See how long it takes him to be in Jacksonville this evening. Cut him. Let the Jaguars pick him up right now at 7-4. Let him put him at quarterback tomorrow morning. And let's see how the rest of the season plays out. Cut him tonight. He's worthless. He's had it. He's a has-been. He's had 210 starts. He's washed up. That's what you just basically told us. He's washed up. Why would you otherwise take a quarterback who is one of the storied quarterbacks in this league? He's thrown for 50,000 yards, 334 touchdowns. He's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. I believe there's 7 of those. Who has started 210 games in a row, has always been healthy enough and tough enough and durable enough to start, and is willing to start and has not thrown one player under the bus one time in this season, has played with class, with dignity, and has given you everything he's had every day, and you don't want to play him the last 5 games, release him today. Have the guts. Put your money where your mouth is, that he's so washed up that your 2-9 team he can't start for, that nobody in this league would want him. What are you worried about? You think anybody's going to want him? Nobody's going to want him. He's washed up. He's 2-9. No one would take him. He'll have to go door to door. He'll have to get another job. Nobody would take him, so release him today. Let's see if he's in the league next week. Show some guts, Giants. Go ahead, Jerry Reese. Go ahead, John Mara. Release him today. Let's see if somebody picks him up, since he can't play for your 2-9 stinkers. He can't play for this 2-9 bunch of bums you put on the field every week. He's not good enough to play for your 2-9 Giants. He only led you to 2 Super Bowls against the New England Patriots. He only started when he was sick and hurt and tired 210 straight times. And now he's not better than Geno Smith. That's what you told him today. Your options, Geno Smith, with my game plan, Geno Smith gives us the best chance to win. You said that with a straight face. Release him. Put your money where your mouth is. Release him today. Let's see if he's in the league by next week. The Giants haven't just hit rock bottom. They've crashed with a thud. What a disgrace. You're going to pin this 2-9 garbage on your quarterback who has given you how much glory? Shame on all of you. And Jerry Reese was quoted as saying, this is what is best right now for this organization. So what Jerry, whose job it is to evaluate talent, and this is with them saying that their goal, only goal is to win the game this week. They are telling you that they feel Geno Smith at this juncture, because he picked up a lot of ability since he played last. That's what you got to realize. Because don't go by the fact that his first year, he had a 60 quarterback rating and threw 12 touchdowns and 21 intercepts, or the fact that he lost two-thirds of his games. Don't think about stuff like that. Don't even think about that. What you got to realize is he's picked up a lot, because last year he actually had 14 attempts. And, well, if we go back to 15, he had 40 attempts. And then last year he had 14 attempts. And this year he's had 2 attempts. So from that standpoint, they've seen that he is now the best quarterback on the team. And that includes the guy who has just started 210 games, thrown for 50,000 yards, won 110 starts, not counting the postseason where he's 8-4, won 2 Super Bowls, and thrown 334 touchdown passes for the Giants. That guy, he's done. Not the players around him. Not the fact that we're playing with no starting wide receivers. Not the fact that the tight end that we started last week dropped everything he saw. Not the fact that the offensive line has been a stunning embarrassment. Not the fact that the Giants haven't been able to run the ball in 3 years. Forget all that stuff. This is all the quarterback's fault, okay? That's what the desperate guys who are 2-9 are trying to tell you now. We found our scapegoat. It's the quarterback. He's the reason. I feel confident, the coach said, that we will now come up with a plan that will win in Oakland. They're 2-9. They just took out Eli Manning and replaced him with Geno Smith, and the coach told you that gives us the best chance to win. Who's buying? So here's what I want you to do. Release him. Forget next year. You don't want him anyway. Release him. Let's see if he finds a home this year. Now, what team with a winning record would ever, ever want a guy going on 37? No one would go near him. You know that. Come on. He stinks. He can't do it anymore. He's the reason we're losing. You know that. You've already told everybody that. You guys have evaluated that on your way to this. Could you make a bigger mess than McAdoo and Reese have with this team? And now you're going to blame it on the one thing you have to be proud of? You're going to blame it on that guy? Giant fans aren't buying.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.